Robert Mueller says charging U.S. President Donald Trump with obstruction of justice was not an option his office could consider under Justice Department guidelines. Nonetheless, the president is attacking the former FBI director as a conflicted prosecutor. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman has details.
Mueller should have never been chosen to head the special investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election because he is a true never-Trumper, the president told reporters on the White House South Lawn on Thursday morning.
He's somebody that dislikes Donald Trump.
Trump claimed he spurned Mueller's desire to again run the FBI. There's no indication Mueller expressed wanting to return to his old job, and he has never publicly stated a political opinion of the president. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today. The Israeli Prime Minister says they discussed their common efforts for prosperity, security, and peace.
I have to say that I'm tremendously encouraged by everything that I hear about how the United States, under President Trump, is working to bring allies together in this region against common challenges, but also to seize common opportunities.
The meeting came just hours after Israel was thrust into political turmoil of an unprecedented second election this year. Afghan officials say a suicide bomber blast near a military academy in Kabul has killed at least six people and injured 16 others. A string of recent attacks in Kabul have killed dozens of people, including prominent Islamic scholars. This is VOA News. China is now accusing the United States of engaging in, quote, naked economic terrorism in their bitter trade war. Vice Foreign Minister Zhang Hui made the accusation Thursday in Beijing. Beijing and Washington have been engaged in a trade war since last July, when President Donald Trump first imposed tariffs on hundreds of Chinese products after accusing China of unfair trade practices. Acting U.S. Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan says he was not aware of a White House directive to have the U.S. Navy warship USS John McCain out of sight when President Donald Trump visited Japan. Shanahan spoke about the controversy during a visit to Indonesia.
What I read this morning was the first I'd heard about it, but in terms of ship movements, the only ships I've moved is the USS Abraham Lincoln. I need to find out a little bit more. I've just had the first glimpse of it this morning.
An email seen by VOA shows discussions about the USS John McCain between the White House military office and an officer with the U.S. Navy's 7th Fleet ahead of Trump's trip. Mr. Trump says while he wasn't a fan of the former senator, he would never have done a thing like that. President Trump's national security adviser says the U.S. has helped prevent Iran from undertaking acts of aggression. But John Bolton warns the threat from the Middle Eastern country still exists. Earlier, Mr. Trump told reporters American sanctions are having an impact on Iran.
Iran has become a very weakened nation, and Iran wants to make a deal also.
Bolton, a hawk who has pushed for military force against Iran, also says he was not seeking a policy of regime change in Iran. The statement came in response to a question about whether he and the president disagreed on the issue. Search and rescue efforts continue in Budapest's Danube River for the 21 people missing after a sightseeing boat capsized late Wednesday night. Seven tourists were killed. Reuters' Maya Wormsley has the latest.
Hopes of finding survivors were fading fast on Thursday after the vessel crashed into a large passenger boat near the Parliament building in Budapest on Wednesday evening. Several South Korean tourists have died or are missing. Once struck, the boat then turned over and sunk almost immediately, according to police. The hull was found on the riverbed a few hundred metres from its usual mooring point. South Korea's foreign ministry said there were 30 tourists, including children, and three tour guides aboard and a crew of two Hungarians, adding that seven people had been rescued and were suffering from hypothermia but were stable. Hungarian police have launched a criminal probe into the incident.
That's Reuters' Maya Wormsley reporting. And in Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it moving. Keep it moving. The